From the Koval Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO 209 ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Trek with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker. That's right, getting this train ready to come to you, into your home and around the world. That's right here on this rainy, chilly day here in Colorado. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community culture and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, the Gospel Train runs every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media. That's 92.9. That's station. And you can always check us out online 24/7 at Dawes2000.com for a moment of inspiration. And I'm telling you, we have a great show. Not only do we have Miss Vicki Ryan's riding on the train with us, she'll be joining me and Dr. Sean Smith at the 30th anniversary for Pastor Michael and Betty Harris. That's the Lifeline of America. That's this coming Friday, the September 27th, at the New Life Community Church, 17690 East Islip Avenue in Aurora, at 7 o'clock p.m. But we also have none other than Miss Jackie Wesley, who sponsors and the creator of Dancing with Breast Cancer. She hosts Shed G is going to be there, and of course, none other than the special guest, saxophonist Jeanette Harris, who's going to be playing. That's October 5th at the Hyatt Regency. So we're going to be telling you more about that. That's the Jewels in My Crown that's coming up. So stay with us. We got a great, great show. We have none other than Valerie Board. We have songs from Norman Hudson's and Melvin Mayo that's coming up. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
He brought us from a mighty long way. Look how far.
Look how far.
Oh, yeah. Down through the years, he's always been there. We have overcome. Because he's given us.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
oh, he's brought
and my soul
has got to move.
I said my soul
has got to move.
I said my soul
has got to move.
There's a leak in this old building, y'all, and my soul
has got to move.
It's a building. Another year. I may be, you may be dead and gone. But before I go, I want to let you know, because I'm moving to my brand new home.
Wanna help you find your way.
Souls are being saved.
Ooh.
healed
in this place.
Yes, right here in this place.
I just want to help you find your way.
Addiction is leaving your body.
In this place. I just want to help you find your way.
The spirit of sadness is being evicted.
With the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we'll share the latest in jazz news, and we've got some legendary birthdays to kick off next week, including Ray Charles, John Coltrane, Les McCann, and more.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Support comes from the Denver Center Theater Company, presenting the stage adaptation of Erica L. Sanchez's novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. Performances begin September 27th. Tickets at denvercenter.org.
Well, I have none other than a Miss Vicki Winans on the line with me, who's going to be coming out here live in concert with Dr. Sean Smith for Pastor Michael and Betty Harris, First Lady Betty Harris, September 27th for the 30th-year celebration of Lifeline of America. Hello, Miss Winans. How are you?
What's up, Debbie? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am so blessed.
Yes, you are. And we miss you. I want you to know we truly, truly miss you in Denver, because the last time I hosted a show with you was with Bishop Porter. It must have been about 2014 or something. Do you remember that? When you came out here, and then you also
don't
were
make
with...
me remember, please.
Yeah. Can I take you back that far? And then Bishop Leonard.
I'm just old. It's hard to remember what I did yesterday.
I know, but you did. We are so excited, though, to have you back out here on September 27th. So
I can't wait to come. Dr. Sean is that's my buddy. We've done several shows together, and he just keeps calling, and I just keep going to come out there to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Pastor Mike and Lady Betty Harris. It's just going to be a treat.
Yes.
First of all, we're going to have a ball. Let's just get that out the way. We're going to laugh a little bit. We're going to cry a little bit, maybe. We're going to worship him, and we're going to dance.
Praise God. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. Yes. So tell me, do you plan at any time to do any more recordings?
Yes, I am. I talked to my nephew, Tim Bowman Jr., just yesterday. I have the songs. It's just I need two of me. I'm doing so much.
Yes.
Until I just got to get in the studio. It takes a lot to do. I'm going to do maybe one, two, I got about three songs prepared, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get in the studio. I just got to make time, because it takes time to put out something that's great. I haven't put out a CD since 2009, and I still, the people just don't care. They just be like, I think it's because I added that little bit of comedy. Well, I already had, but that's just silly and crazy. But people want you to come and make them laugh, and they want you.
That's just a part.
I'm gonna tell you some more music.
Yeah, but that's a part of your personality. Vicky is who Vicky is, and we love Vicky for you being who you are. So tell me, I just want to ask this because I know that Dr. Smith had even mentioned that you guys are doing this little play. How did you get into acting and stuff? I didn't know that you were doing that.
I ain't doing no acting, girl. Trust me. I don't have time to learn all them lines and all that. The play that we're doing, I come in and I sing. And we've done three, I think, so far. I come in and I sing. And then at the intermission. And then I come back and sing to open up the second act. Other than that, I can't learn all the lines.
Well, Vicky, you got to do what you do, okay? And that's what you do is you sing.
Tons of them. I've done plays, but I ain't calling myself no actor. Girl, if I add something on, oh, God, I will be 71.
Bless your heart.
71 in October. Oh, my God, help me.
Well, you know, I could sit up here and talk to you all day, but I am going to talk to you on the 27th because I am hosting that show, so I will be there with you. Yes, it'll be a good time once again. God bless you. I love you, and thank you so much for riding on the gospel train with me.
Come on, girl. Who's driving?
Well, I am.
Jesus. Girl, wait a minute, hold on. I don't know if I'm ready to drive on the train. Would you drive? You drive?
Wait a minute, honey. Come on now. Jesus is in the forefront. Now, he's guiding us, okay?
Somebody got to turn the key on. Do trains have keys? Wait a minute. Okay. Do trains, the locomotive. Do you get in and turn on a key like this?
You know, we on automatic now. Everything's push a button.
I can't even see myself. And please don't miss the train. You can't be run. I can't run nowhere. Girl, please.
I love you, baby.
I love riding on the train with you. This is beautiful.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, Deb. I love you, sweetie.
Well, that's none other than Miss Vicky Wine, and she will be joining us September 27th at New Life Community Church. That's in honor of 30 years of Lifeline of America for Pastor Michael and, of course, First Lady Betty. For more information, give them a call at 318-570-3123 or 303-335-8754. Want you to be there and join us. And of course, here's none other than a taste of Miss Vicky Winans.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Vicky Winans, and I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
I want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. Church this evening. Oh, yeah. Well, I've been lying. She talked about mistreating. I've been being scorned. Talked about showing. Sister.
'cause I've got King Jesus.
King Jesus.
I know he's a burden bearer. I know he's a heavy load share.
Oh, that's none other than, of course, Miss Vicky Wine is riding on the gospel train. That's right here. You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That'll be September 27th at New Life Community Church. For more information, give them a call at 318-570-3123 or 303-335-8754. Let's celebrate Pastor Mike and First Lady Betty Harris of their 30th Lifeline anniversary. We love them, and we just thank them. Not only will they be there, but Dr. Sean Smith, who I interviewed, I think, last week, and he is such a talent, but we are going to have a good time. And I want each and every one of you to come because it's a free concert, so you don't have any reason not to be there. Also, I want to remind you that today is the day that the Lord has made for W.C. Jones and his wife, First Lady. 57 years of service celebration is going on for Shiloh Baptist Church. That's right. We want you to come out and join 3301 Lytton Street here in Denver. So for more information, you can give them a call at 303-322-5983. That's Shiloh Baptist Church, Reverend W.C. Jones, 57 years of service. Wow, that's a long, long time. And we just celebrate him and praise God for all of his hard work and what they're doing over there at Shiloh Baptist Church. So stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. And, of course, I have none other than my girl, Jackie Wesley, who is here. She's going to tell us all about the Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars that she's been doing. And I'm just really, really proud of her. So keep it locked right here on the gospel train.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on Kuvo Jazz.
Thank you.
Colorado. This is your girl, saxophonist Jeanette Harris. And guess what? I'm coming your way October 5th for the Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars, The Jewels and My Crown. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good old time at the Hyatt Regency DTC. It's going to be good food. It's going to be a good time. And, of course, good music. So, hey, I'll see you there. See you October 5th.
That's right. We're talking about October 5th, and I have none other than Miss Jackie Wesley here in the studio with me, coming live, talking about the, Dancing with Breast Cancer. So how long have you been doing this?
This is our ninth year for
nine
this
years.
Event. Yeah,
yes.
9 years. And so
praise
we are excited
God.
About October 5th coming up. And we're just excited about going forward and what God has for Fighting Together to Save Lives.
You know, you have come so far. I remember that first event. I even hosted that first event. We were at the church.
What church
was that? It was One of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We did
for
it,
the play.
For the
Yeah, we were at New Hope.
New Hope.
Yeah.
So that was great. So for those that in my audience that really don't know anything about this, but tell me, just give me your background. Let them know why you were inspired really to do this, because now you've named it the Jewels in My Crown. And I'm telling you, this is a huge event now. You guys have come a long way, and you've done some fabulous things. And you've really supported a lot of women that have come through breast cancer, or just cancer, period, I do believe.
Yeah.
So give me your testimony.
So I am a 21-year breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed at the age of 39. When I was diagnosed, I actually had this was like my third benign lump, and I decided I wasn't going to go back to the doctor. And then there was a luncheon, and it was a woman doctor talking, and she was talking on breast cancer. And I was like, don't nobody want to hear that. And literally, the room went completely dark, and there was a direct light from her to me. And so the Holy Spirit was like, you got breast cancer. So I went home and told Bernard, and this was July. And so 9/11, I was diagnosed in 2003. Oh, and I just wanted to live because we had a one-year-old granddaughter. And so by December, I was having surgery because it was spreading. It had spread throughout my chest cavity tissue. And so I was like, well, God, what am I supposed to do with breast cancer? That's when the play came along. He said, tell your story. So you hosted that first place. We did first play. We did that a couple of years. And then we start doing health fairs. And then under the direction of the Holy Spirit, I said, God, what do you want me to do next? And he said, I want you to honor the women that have gone through breast cancer. And that's how fighting together to save lives came about, because in our BIPOC community, we die at a higher rate, and we need to really be a community of helpers, a community of healing.
Yes.
So that's kind of how we got started with this event. And so it's a celebration of life. We call it Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars because I love dancing, but it really is a celebration of life. So, you know, my president, Corey Novak, says, I didn't know you could be celebrated for having breast cancer. I'm like, because we live.
Yes.
So that's why we celebrate the lives of 12 different women every year. I don't know them. God sends them our direction. And we become family. We become sisters. Mm-hmm. We have a very diverse group this year, which I am so happy about. Yes. We have a Filipino. We have Latinos. We have Caucasian women and black women. We got a couple of seniors. We got Dr. Sil Morgan Smith. You know, she's in her journey, and we're walking with her. Right. And so it's just an amazing, amazing journey. And I thank God for his healing power. And so this year, October the 5th, we are, you know, the jewels in our crown means every time we go to the doctor and get a diagnosis and we overcome that, that's another jewel, you know, in our crown. So we have to make sure, understand, and know that we are precious just as jewels are, and we are strong just as jewels are. So that's where that came from. That's, of course, from the direction of the Holy Spirit as well.
And I remember, I don't know if it was last year or year before last, LaQuita Taylor, is she going to be hosting the event this year?
Actually, we have Shed G as our host for the year. So you'll see him on Facebook talking about coming. Uh-huh. So we're excited about him. You know, LaQuita Taylor and I, we didn't even know each other. And she called me and said, you don't know me, you know, but my name is LaQuita.
I love her.
And I'm a breast cancer survivor. And you can call me and talk to me and cry and scream and holler. And we have been diehard buddies since 21 years ago. So she will be there, of course.
Yes.
That's she's my Emeritus President of the Breast Cancer Organization. Yeah. So, we'll be there together.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. So tell me about how you got Jeanette Harris far as your entertainment. What do you do? You do just...
Well, you know, Mr. Bernard Wesley, you know, he's the guy. So he actually can get anybody. You know, God is just so favorable of him. And he said, well, you know, we saw her at the Soul Dove Underground. I was like, she is wonderful. I would love to have her one year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all I do is say what I want, and he go out there and get it. And so,
praise God.
Yeah, he's been talking with her and her manager, and she is excited, as you heard.
Right.
And we're excited to have her. We expect a really, really good show, and for her to, you know, bring the house down a little bit.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Well, it is a wonderful, wonderful event, you know, and I'm telling you, I just wish you guys many, many blessings.
Thank you.
Because you have touched so many lives throughout the years, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was 9 years, but it has
been
quite a while.
And unfortunately, we lose somebody every couple of years. You know, it's difficult because we walk with these ladies, you know. We participate in their lives and provide. That's why it's a fundraiser, because our goal is to provide basic needs, if it's rent or medicine, a ride to the doctor. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that that we lose ladies, but this is why we do it.
Right.
So October the 5th at the Denver Hyatt
Regency.
Hyatt Regency, and tickets are on sale until Friday, the 27th of September.
All right, but you can call them. You can get more information at 303-704-2958. For more information, you know, we're not like pushing the ticket.
Right.
But that we're talking about the Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars. This year is the Jewels in My Crown. And I'm telling you, this is an outreach to all the community. You might not have it. You might know somebody that has it. But I'm telling you, it's something, it's an organization that you need to be a part of.
Yeah.
So during the year, not outside of this, what is it that people can do to really get in touch with you or be a part of your organization? Is it a partnership kind of thing so you support women with cancer?
Yeah, and it is breast cancer, and we do several things during the year. We're hosting a couple health fairs. We just want to make sure that we continue to promote awareness, you know, monthly self-exams. If they feel something, say something. If they need help with mammograms, you know, if they don't have any insurance, we can, you know, have some avenues with other partnerships that we can get you a mammogram. But we just want to make sure that we stay in the community and make sure that we're visible so people know that we're available.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this the same number that they could contact you?
That is the same number. And then we're at also, our email address is fttsl2006@gmail.com. And or they can leave a message on the website at fttsl.com.
Okay. Yeah. Now give them your number again.
It is 303-704-2958.
Okay. That's Miss Jackie Weston, who's doing a great, great job out here. And I don't know when, is this Cancer Awareness Month coming up in November?
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Okay. That's why you guys are having it like the 1st of November, right?
1st of October.
October.
Yeah.
1st of October. That's right. Where are we here?
I know. It's moving so fast.
It is. This year is almost over.
Yeah.
So what is it? What are your last words that you can give to the community to really inspire them? And the women out here that they need to really check themselves, you know, to be aware of what's going on or even to support other women.
You know, what I can say is we take care of our looks and as women, and we take care of our hair and we take care of our nails. Take care of your health. You know, make sure that you do your monthly self-examinations. You know, most times you either do it in the shower or you do it laying down, but make sure that you check yourself because early detection saves lives. The earlier you catch it, you know, if it's something going on, the easier it is in regards to getting it, to being healed from it. So that's my commitment to myself and my commitment to the community is to make sure I keep you under the thumb, take care of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's in all areas, not
mm-hmm.
just
oh, yeah,
your,
all areas.
The breasts for men and women.
Yes, men
because,
can be breast cancer.
You know, I know some men that have gotten breast cancer mm-hmm. and had to go through that. So everybody needs to check
your pecs
before you wreck yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Check it.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story. And we want to call everybody out. That's October 5th. That's right. Right here at the Hyatt Regency, Denver Hyatt Regency. That's Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars. It's going to be going on with Miss Jackie Wesley. That's 303-704-2958. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. Remember, if you have any kind of business or event that you want of your nonprofit to be announced at KUVO, submit your PSA at KUVO under the Community Resource tab, and we will hook you up. Stay with us right after this. We got John P. Key and Anthony Brown and a couple more coming up.
Casa Milagro Youth Solutions presents the Milagro Bean. KUVO's vehicle donation program accepts all types of vehicles, running or not, including cars, trucks, boats, and planes, RVs, and motorcycles, even trailers and farm machinery. And your donation powers the programming on KUVO. Find out how easy it is to donate by calling 855-980-JAZZ. That's 855-980-5299. Or visit the KUVO website and click on the support tab.
Hi, this is Pastor John P. King. I know I'm in North Carolina, but you're listening to Deborah Walker, my friend, at CEC Gospel Music Ministries, and you can hit her on the web at www.dawes2000.com.
How many got a made-up mind tonight? Listen. And the Lord my mind is made to go with Jesus away. I'm on the right track. There he is. Satisfied. Nobody. 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 Back in Jesus. Come on, put them hands together.
Nobody good, nobody what, nobody good, nobody what, nobody good, nobody what. worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you
You're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Lisa Bellamy with We Need Each Other. Yes, we do. And what will it take for us to come together? Well, it's about that time for me to get this train back to the station. I have truly, truly enjoyed being with you and sharing moments with Vicki Winans and Miss Jackie Wesley. So come together. We got to come together. But remember, go with God in all of your ways and with everything that you do. Praise God. Be a blessing to each and every person that you meet. I have a brand new one, Bree, coming up with Confident. Be confident in all that you do, but be confident and share the word of God with each and every person. You know, bless them, because you never know. Those blessings will come back to you. God willing, remember, today's the day for W.C. Jones and his wife, First Lady, their 57th year anniversary. Their service is at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Shiloh Baptist Church. That's 3301 Lighton Street in Denver. Give them a call at 303-322-5983. Even though it's raining a little bit, it's okay. You can still go out and celebrate. And remember that the 27th, Vicki Winans and Dr. Sean Smith will be here celebrating Pastor Mike and First Lady Betty Harris, their 30-year anniversary of Lifeline of America. That's going to be at New Life Community Church, 17690 East Islip Avenue in Aurora, beginning at 7 o'clock. I want you to come out. That's right. I'm going to be there, and we're going to have a really, really good time. You can give them a call at 303-335-8754 or 318-570-3123 for more information. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and really go with God in everything that you do.
Wait a minute.
I'm not where I'm going, but I'm not where I've been. Exactly where standing, he got me so content. Sometimes life be life and rain on the horizon, crushed on every side, but still I'm out here thriving. Sometimes the noise can be so loud, but I'm always above, won't never stay down. Cause I've been humble, but God's in control, and now it's time that I remember whose I am. Yeah, hey, my head.
Till we meet.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.